So, can you tell me a little bit about this game?
Sure. It's a dungeon crawling rhythm game, like a roguelike game where you have to move on the beat. So both the player and the enemies move on the beat. And if you miss the beat or try and move too quickly, you won't move, but the enemies will still come at you. So, just a weird twist on the roguelike genre.
And how did you come up with this idea?
I was trying to make a roguelike game originally. I wasn't intending to like mash up two genres like that. It just kind of came about naturally. I was trying to make a roguelike game that felt more fair. A lot of roguelike games, I feel like when you die, you blame the game rather than yourself, and it makes you want to quit. You get frustrated. So I was trying to think of a way that you could bring more skill into the equation. So I made it so that the turns were really short, so you had to like move quickly, whereas most roguelikes, you can take as much time to move as you want. And when you had to move quickly like that, it felt like moving on the beat. So I tried playing it with Thriller as my background music and moving on the beat of Thriller, and it just felt so good. And then I came up with the Necrodancer pun, and so after that, I just had to make this game.
And the floor pads.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure what you call those.
Dance pads.
Dance pads. There you go. When did that idea come up?
That was actually, we were trying to keep the game as simple as possible because it's a rhythm game. We don't want you to have like lots of different keys you have to be thinking about. It's already stressful enough to try and move on the beat and not die. And so we're trying to keep it really simple. So I was using only four arrow keys. And then my friend Alec Haloka, who's also a musician who was helping us out early in the project, he suggested these are just four arrow keys. You could play with a dance pad, like a DDR pad. And so I bought one and tried it out, and it was awesome. And when we went to PAX last year, we brought a dance pad, and it was a huge crowd pleaser. Tons of people came just to play it just for the dance pad, so it's working out really well.
So can you quickly just describe how you play through the game? Because I know we already mentioned the floor pads, but just for the listeners, tell us, how do you get through a level?
Yeah, so it's just the four arrow keys. So you move around, going left, right, up, and down. You have to move. You can only move once per beat. You don't have to be really accurate on the beat, but you just can't move many, many times per beat. And so to fight an enemy, if it's next to you, like to the right of you, you just move right and you'll walk into it. But the enemy is also trying to walk into you. So if they walk into you when you haven't killed them yet, then you're going to take damage. So that's you explore the level by walking around, opening doors, finding shops. When you kill enemies, you get coins and pick them up and go to the shop and buy stuff. And every level has a mini boss at the end of it. So you fight the mini boss and that'll unlock the exit that lets you go to the next level. And every fifth level has a boss battle. So we have bosses like a zombie conga line, or like every eighth beat is missing. It's kind of like a Latin beat. And we have like death metal where you're fighting against the Grim Reaper to a super fast death metal song. So that's how the game works.
Yeah, so each level, like your average dungeon crawler, has different floors. And each floor has a different beat
right.
that you have to follow.
Yep.
Where did you get the music from? Like, did you come up with the music or...
No, it's a friend of mine called Danny Baranowski. He did the music for Super Meat Boy and Binding of Isaac, so he's doing the music for this game. So yeah, it's all him. You can also play the game with your own music. You can play with any MP3. It does beat detection, so you can play it with Thriller, like I said, or you can play it with ABBA or whatever you want to play with.
Oh, that's really cool. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.